This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broken Roads has ideas that could have made it an RPG to rival Disco Elysium. Instead, it runs out of steam almost immediately. This is your IGN review of Broken Roads by Melindy. This might sound familiar. A devastating tragedy has ushered in the apocalypse, and in its wake, people have been forced to adapt to a harsh, lawless climate. Australian studio Drop Bear Bytes has designed a classic turn-based RPG set in, you guessed it, a post-apocalyptic Australia, reducing it to an unforgiving desert full of man-eating spiders, raiders, and even bloodthirsty kangaroos. While that setup is a little too familiar, what's supposed to set Broken Roads apart is an intricate morality system alongside its more traditional RPG character sheet. That seems incredibly promising at first, making me look forward to tackling some difficult moral questions. But after 30 hours of play, it's clear Broken Roads falls distinctly short of its own goals, to the point it feels somewhat unfinished. The specific circumstances under which you meet your adventuring party change depending on your background, but generally nothing connects you to the group of characters you travel with other than bad fortune. You'll always end up traveling to the town of Brookton, which is quickly attacked by raiders from a technologically advanced settlement and burned to the ground, and then inexplicably stay with the town's only survivors instead of going back to wherever you came from. Broken Roads' characters and plot are immediately so paper-thin that they're genuinely difficult to talk about. You're introduced to a bunch of people who don't have much personality other than being hard-boiled survivors, and then you essentially become responsible for finding them a new home. Why are you getting involved? Why do a bunch of strangers trust you to make the hard decisions? Party members mostly don't speak again after their initial introduction, so it's difficult to tell. Broken Roads even introduces some magical realism later on to keep things interesting, but these plot points aren't really set up well. The question at the heart of this story is one many post-apocalyptic games ask. Who decides who should live and who should die? But Broken Roads just doesn't have any interesting answers, which is particularly disappointing when an intricate morality system is supposed to be its centerpiece. Where other RPGs are happy to let you choose a rough alignment such as lawful good or neutral evil and call it a day, Broken Roads describes character morality by using actual philosophical principles and gives you a full questionnaire to determine your character's beliefs. Are you a nihilist who puts themselves first in any given situation, or are you a humanist who wants the best possible outcome for the largest number of people? That's interesting in theory, but because you have so little control over what happens, this idea falls pretty flat. There are very few conversations involving a moral choice in the first place, and you're locked out of pretty much all other conversation options once you've started down a given alignment path, leaving no opportunities to try something drastically different later. In that way, the hard decisions Broken Roads teases you with are actually pretty straightforward, and the story doesn't change in any interesting ways from the very few moral choices you can make anyway. For example, you can involve yourself in a town's elections, but which mayor gets chosen doesn't have any consequences on the larger events, and it isn't even brought up again in any meaningful way after the fact. Broken Roads is often just a long line of fetch quests, which really doesn't make it feel as if you're fighting for survival in the outback. It's also frequently tedious stuff. In order to infiltrate a community of philosophers, I have to talk to everyone, debate some characters in philosophy, and then scour several cities for a collection of philosophy books before I can proceed. this does make some sense. I'm making an effort in order to befriend a community, after all. It's just not fun to do, and it's often not clear that you need to complete a random side quest to actually continue with the main task. Sometimes a character will ask me something, but forget important details. For example, exactly how many of a specific item they are actually asking for, leaving me to look it up in the journal. A lot of quests are busy work with no alternative, like exhausting every conversation option with a character. Sometimes I even had to repeat conversations I already had in order to advance a quest. Broken Roads either tells me exactly where to go, or it tells me nothing at all, and both can be equally frustrating. You can get into fights along the way, though battles happen very rarely, either as part of the story, which can mostly be avoided, or as random encounters while traveling the world map, which you can choose to flee from. Combat, which is turn-based in classic RPG fashion, is incredibly frustrating thanks to a very rudimentary UI that makes choosing targets difficult, as well as enemy AI that makes opponents do almost nothing but attack you constantly, even if they kill their allies or set themselves on fire in the process. It doesn't really matter whether you fight a band of raiders or some angry kangaroos, as these fights play out pretty much the same every time, hampered by slow animations, a lack of enemy variety, bugs, and few really interesting skills to shake things up. Broken Roads is an ambitious RPG that can't meet the expectations it sets for itself. It asks you to invest in an intricate morality system only to not end up making good use of it, giving you choices that don't lead to much. A lot of this could be forgiven if the story held up, but there really isn't much of a story to begin with, despite the philosophical angle Broken Roads tries very hard to get across. Couple this disappointing journey's interesting but poorly executed ideas with pointless and often busted combat, and Broken Roads lives up to its name in all the wrong ways. Broken Roads' IGN score? 4. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on this game and more, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.